The Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing this week to support nutrition requirements in the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010, which some members of Congress have been attempting to scale back. Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says the purpose of the hearing was to examine ways to overcome obstacles to feeding healthy school meals.
We can only make these important changes if our friends and partners in the food industry, nonprofit organizations, agriculture, state and federal agencies, cafeterias, classrooms all work together. Like the ingredients in many of the meals schools serve, the work each of our witnesses does represents a key ingredient in helping our schools rise to the challenge of feeding our nation's children. As we know, this is not an easy task, but the goal of reducing childhood hunger and obesity is too important to reverse course now. Instead, we're looking forward of how we can work together.
In his brief opening comments, Ranking Member Thad Cochran pointed out the main concern of Republicans trying to make changes in the program.
We think that there should be local flexibility to accommodate common sense concerns from the administrators at the local level, and any suggestions for changes in the federal underlying legislation supporting these programs is welcomed, and we appreciate your participation with us in this endeavor.
One of the witnesses at the hearing was Phil Muir, president and CEO of Muir Copper Canyon Farms in Salt Lake City, Utah, which provides fresh produce for school districts in three states.
We have a saying at Muir Copper Canyon Farms: our school customers deserve the best. Success to us is students eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, going home and telling their parents about the new fruits and vegetables they've tried at school, and then helping to improve their family's eating habits. We consider ourselves more than just a supplier or a bid winner. We are a partner with our school customers. Our goal is to be a solution provider through information, training, and consultation, assisting schools to successfully implement all the new fruit and vegetable requirements.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.